Harper Audio presents A Dangerous Place by Jacqueline Winsbear, performed by Orla Cassidy. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Albert Einstein. The world is getting to be such a dangerous place, a man is lucky to get out of it alive. W.C. Fields. Chapter 1. Gibraltar, April 1937. Otter O'Kenyon stood in the shadows of a whitewashed building opposite a small guest house, known locally as Mrs. Bishop's, though it had no sign to advertise the fact. He was waiting for a woman who had taken a room under the name of Miss M. Dobbs to emerge. Then he would follow her. She had, after all, been instrumental in not allowing the dust to settle on the death of one Sebastian Babayoff, a photographer of weddings and family events, and contributor of photographs to the odd tourist pamphlet. Not that there were the usual number of tourists in Gibraltar at that very moment. Refugees, yes. Government officials, yes. Increasing numbers of soldiers and sailors, yes. Black market profiteers, of course. And to top it all, more than a few, like himself, working on behalf of their country in a role not specified on any identification documents, but considered important all the same. In fact, the town was crawling with men, and he had no doubt women, with a similar remit, to be the eyes and ears of their government's most secret services in a place seething with those dispossessed by war across the border. This place of his birth wasn't a good place to be. Kenyon's father had been a navy man, stationed in Gibraltar when he'd fallen for a local girl of Maltese heritage named Leonarda. Such a love affair was not an unusual occurrence. Gibraltar was, after all, a military garrison. An only child, Otero had grown up on tales of Lord Nelson and the Battle of Trafalgar, and the strategic importance of his home. His father had been killed in the war, but his loss at the Battle of Jutland in 1916 did not deter Otero from following in his footsteps and joining the Royal Navy, albeit under the name Arthur Kenyon. It wouldn't have done him any favours to be an Otero on board ship. An injury sustained while at sea should have mustered him out of the senior service, but instead he was, as his commanding officer termed it, reassigned to another role, which is how Kenyon found himself working for naval intelligence, now back in Gibraltar, under the name by which he had been known until he left his mother's house at 16, on a quest to follow in his father's footsteps. Fluent in Spanish and English, and the strange hybrid of those two languages that could be heard in Gibraltar, he was a good man to have at their disposal, as far as the government was concerned. Especially now, when the Spanish were killing each other across the border. The body of Babayoff, a Sephardic Jew, had been discovered by the Dobbs woman when she was out walking one evening. That was another thing about her. She walked alone at night, despite curfews in place to protect the citizenry. At first it appeared as if she would not pose too much of a problem. Mrs. Bishop had informed a policeman that Miss Dobbs would likely book a passage to Southampton soon, based upon what had happened. But instead, she remained and began asking questions and visiting Babayoff's people, one of the older Gibraltarian Jewish families. She wasn't doing these things in a hurry, Kenyon had noticed. It was as if each day she took it upon herself to make an attempt to tidy an ill-kempt room, dust a little here, sweep there, remove a cobweb or two. Dobbs was a strange one, thought Kenyon, as he lit a strong French cigarette and drew until the tip almost inflamed. He'd followed her a couple of times since receiving orders. She was tall, her chin-length hair almost jet-black, though he'd noticed a few grey hairs at her temples. And those eyes. She almost caught him looking at her once, and he thought then that those eyes might see right through a person, though the person in question might not see anything in return. If...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?